It's time for the Subway pregame show. Subway, located in Appleton and in Dawson. Subway with 35,048 restaurants in 98 countries. Now here's Q92's sports director, Paul Ramo, with the Subway pregame show.
All right, good evening, everybody, and welcome to Dawson Boyd High School for tonight's non-conference girls basketball game between the Montevideo Thunderhawks and the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports tonight, and should be a pretty competitive game between the Thunderhawks and Dawson Boyd here in a little bit. The Montevideo Thunderhawks, they won their season opener against Pipestone in Montevideo. That was way back on November 28th. They beat the Arrows 52-29. And that was their only win of the season so far. They're currently on a seven-game losing streak, looking to snap that losing streak tonight against Dawson Boyd. So the Thunderhawks are 1-7 coming into the game. Dawson Boyd, the Blackjacks, they are 3-6. The Blackjacks' three wins came against Ortonville. They beat Lacaparo Valley back on December 12th, and they downed Benson right before Christmas. So those are the three wins for the Blackjacks. Dawson Boyd played in the holiday tournament, the Borsch's holiday tournament down at the RA facility in Marshall after Christmas here, last Wednesday, I should say. And they lost to a state-ranked and very good Westbrook Walnut Grove team. Westbrook Walnut Grove 9-1 on the season. They held the Blackjacks to 19 points in that game, losing 56-19. So Coach Rachel Hawkinson and the Blackjacks looking to get back into the win column tonight here against Montevideo. Montevideo, of course, 2 years ago went to the state tournament, of course, with a couple of their stars, Avery Coonan and Tenley Epema. And there's another girl, I think her name is Dirksen, something like that. They're all three playing college basketball. Avery's at NDSU, Tenley Epema's at Jamestown, North Dakota, and the Dirks girl is at Briar Cliff. So they went to the state a couple years ago and graduated some outstanding basketball players, and first-year head coach Kylie Hirung looking to rebuild or get the Thunderhawks back in the winning ways here. Let's go through your starting lineups tonight. First for the Montevideo Thunderhawks, a senior guard, Taya Weber. She wears number zero. Number one, a good ball player, point guard. She'll get a lot of touches on the basketball tonight. Tegan Epema. Epema's a junior. Number two, Lily Eisenlohr. She's a guard and a junior. And a forward, a sophomore, Jessa Norby. Norby wears number five. And number 32, the post player junior, Brooke Lindemann. Thunderhawks are coached by Kylie Hirung, Bob Foley, Joanna Magnuson, Shar Dahl, and Jan Dorn. That's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups for the Montevideo Thunderhawks for the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks tonight. We have number one, Ayanna Halstead. Ayanna's a 5'8" senior guard. Number five is Taylen Jorgensen, a 5'9" senior forward. Number 13 is Haley Anderson. Haley's a 6-foot senior forward. Number 15, she usually leads the Blackjacks in scoring, Alyssa Swadinski. Alyssa's a 5'5" sophomore guard. And number 23, Allison Essling. Essling is a 5'5" senior guard. The Blackjacks are coached by Rachel Hawkinson, assisted by Terry White. And once again, that's your State Farm Insurance starting lineups, brought to you by Tony Orata, your State Farm Insurance agent, with offices in Canby and Madison. Let's look at the schedule tonight in girls basketball. Canby Lancers are in Slayton tonight, taking on Murray County Central. Both teams 3-5 on the season. Here's a dandy for you in Mineota. The Mineota Vikings, 9 wins, 1 loss. They are hosting state-ranked Hancock. Hancock 7-1. The Owls lost their first game of the season during the holiday break at the Granite City Classic up in St. Cloud when they lost to Becker. So that'll be, we'll keep our eyes on that game. It's actually a boy-girl doubleheader in Mineota tonight. We already have a final. The boys, Mineota boys, they lost big to McRae, 74-36. They got kind of an upset there for McRae Wolverines beating Mineota in boys basketball. Other girls basketball tonight, Bolds at McRae, Red Rock Central at Tracy Milroy Ballaton, Edgerton's at Lakeview. And that wraps up our Subway pregame show tonight. We'll take a break and come back with the opening tip-off between the Montevideo Thunderhawks and the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks right after this.
Eating healthy at a Subway restaurant is easy. We have so many nutritious choices. All of our breads are fortified with essential nutrients like calcium, vitamin D, and iron. Add all the fresh veggies you like. Bottom line, no matter what sandwich you order at Subway, you can make it even more nutritious with the power of veggies and whole grains. At Subway, we make it right in front of you and are happy to help you make smart choices.
Eat at your local Subway in Appleton, Dawson, and Clare City.
Thanks for joining us for the Subway pregame show with Q92 Sports Director Paul Ramo. Stop by the Appleton and Dawson Subways for daily specials. Coming up next, game time right here on Q92. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Mineota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibel Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Eric from Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Koppelman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Barrel Co-op Oil Company, Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigson Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Mineota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson, and Stoltz Attorneys, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Dawson Boyd High School. Here we go with the Blackjacks and the Montevideo Thunderhawks in a non-conference game. Of course, Montevideo plays in the West Central Conference, Dawson Boyd in the Camden Conference, and they're, what, only 20 miles apart? Why not play each other, right? So it should be. Create some good rivals over the season. As I mentioned, Montevideo Thunderhawks, they are 1-7 on the season. Dawson Boyd, 3-6. So it should be a pretty competitive matchup here. Haley Anderson will be jumping center with Lindemann, a junior. Here's the opening tip-off. The Blackjacks in their black and gold, and Thunderhawks in their white away jerseys with purple. And the opening tip-off belongs with Dawson Boyd. And a steal right off the bat by Montevideo's number two, Eisenlohr. Boy, she's quick. And Hasted fouled Eisenlohr as Eisenlohr stole the basketball. So Montevideo gets the possession. Both head coaches, Coach Kylie Hirung, first year coach, head coach for the Thunderhawks, and Rachel Hawkinson. I think this is Rachel's third year. Montevideo with the ball. They go down low, and a shot put up and in there by the Montevideo Thunderhawks. That might have been Lindemann. Here's Montevideo, or Dawson Boyd down low. Haley Anderson puts the shot up and missed the shot. That was Brooke Lindemann, number 32, scoring down low for Montevideo. And now Haley Anderson was just fouled by Lindemann. So Haley Anderson for Dawson Boyd is at the free throw line. Her first free throw is missed off the back iron. And Montevideo has a 2-0 lead off Lindemann's basket. Second free throw by Haley is good. So the Blackjacks get on the board with Haley Anderson's second free throw. Full court pressure put on here by Dawson Boyd, and the Thunderhawks break it nicely. Ooh, that was almost over and back there. Now dribbling the ball was Appelman. She lost the ball. It just came out of her hands. Dawson Boyd picks it up. Here's Hasted, kicks it in the corner. Essling. Hasted. Zone defense here by Montevideo, and they steal the ball away. Here's Epima. Teagan. Long three-pointer. She's a good three-point shooter, and it goes off the rim. No good. Last touch by Essling of Dawson Boyd, and the Thunderhawks will get the basketball underneath their own net. They lead Dawson Boyd 2-1. Epima will inbound it. Looking to get it in, having some trouble. Now gets it in to number two, Eisenlohr. They go down low, and shooting is Lindemann off the glass. No good. Rebounded by Essling. Swadinski with the rebound, excuse me. You know, Essling. Hasted. Blackjacks down by a point. Very aggressive 2-3 zone here by Montevideo. Now a whistle away from the ball. And it might be on Montevideo. It is a number zero, Taya Weber, her first. Didn't see that one. It was away from the play at basketball. So Dawson Boyd inbounds it on the side court. They get it in. They're down 2-1 early here in the ball game. Essling trying to get Swazinski open. Now here's Alyssa for three. Swazinski off the rim. No good. Rebounded there by Eisenlohr. Lily crosses midcourt to Epima, back to Eisenlohr. Minnewaska, they go inside to Lindemann, back to Epima. Epima drives, kicks it out, and Eisenlohr puts up a shot from the baseline, no good. And here comes Essling down the floor, falls down, loses the ball. Montevideo picks it up. Here's a 2-on-1 for Montevideo. Epima layup, missed it. And now grabbing the rebound was Eisenlohr, but she traveled with the ball after grabbing the rebound. Montevideo's Lily Eisenlohr with the travel, turnover there, so Dawson Boyd will get the ball. Still 2-1. Montevideo leading. That was on Lindemann's basket. Essling across midcourt. She's going right to the basket. Now she stopped. Triple teamed. Loses the ball to Eisenlohr. Eisenlohr kicks it in the corner. Back to Eisenlohr. Oh, she wasn't looking for the pass. And it goes right in the hands of Allie Essling. Another turnover there by Montevideo. This might be a very low-scoring game here tonight. Dawson Boyd goes down low to Swazinski. She's double-teamed. Kicks it back out. Hasted's asking for the ball. Ayana gets the ball. Puts the shot up off the glass. No good. But Hasted is fouled, and Hasted will go to the free throw line, try to tie this game up. We've played almost 3 minutes of the game, and it's 2-1 Montevideo. Glad you're with us on Q92 tonight. Hasted's free throw is good, and we are tied 2-2. Stoyana will try to break this 2-2 tie. We have some substitutes coming in. Claire Stratmon, an eighth grader, in for Dawson Boyd. Here's the second free throw, and that's perfect. Ayana sure practices her free throws. You can tell by her form and her confidence at the free throw line. She puts the Blackjacks up 3-2. A little pressure put on by the Blackjacks. Montevideo breaks it at midcourt. Epema. Cross-court to Weber. Now they go inside to Lindemann. Crossover shot up in. No, it rolls off the rim. And Essling grabs the rebound for Dawson Boyd. They lead by a point, 3-2. And into the game was Rachel Jorgens, and she lost the ball or was called for traveling, one of the two. Either way, it's a turnover by Dawson Boyd, so Montevideo will get the basketball. They'll go the full length of the court. Epema, a little four-court pressure put on here by the Blackjacks. Once again, Montevideo still trying to get it across midcourt. Epema now does throw it across midcourt just in time. Lindemann puts a shot up. No good. Picked up by Essling. Essling's going to go coast to coast, and she pulls it back. Stratmon and the Blackjacks will set up their offense. They go down to Halstead. Back to Stratmon. The eighth grader puts up a shot. It's way short. Haley grabs the ball. Haley Anderson of Dawson Boyd grabs the basketball on the missed shot by Stratmon. And Haley was fouled. So Anderson will go to the free throw line again. And she'll make her, nope, miss the free throw. Sozinski comes back in for Essling. Number 15, substitute coming in. Shakira Foley comes in for Montevideo. Anderson's free throw is good, and it's 4-2. Dawson Boyd leading by two. So Foley is in for the Montevideo Thunderhawks. Her first action of the night. Montevideo goes down low, picks it up. Here's Epema, top of the key, drives in the paint, puts up a one-handed floater, rolls off the rim, no good. Halstead with the rebound. Tell you what, I've been looking at the stats of the Blackjacks each game, and Halstead has really been dominating on the boards lately for Dawson Boyd. 4-2, Dawson Boyd leading, 13:38 to play. Halstead inside to Anderson. Missed the shot, gets a rebound, pops it back out. Ayana, cross court to Stratmon. Stratmon, nice pass into Anderson. The shot's blocked. Might have been blocked by Lindemann. And here's Epema. Keegan. And here's a three-pointer by Foley. That's off the rim, no good. Big rebound there by Eisenlohr. They go inside to Lindemann. She shoots off the glass, no good. And another rebound there by Dawson Boyd's Haley Anderson. We got a score of 4-2 with exactly 13 minutes to go here in the first half. Both teams trying to get in the win column here tonight. Oh, nice move by Stratmon. Look at Claire going to the basket. Underhand layup short. No good. Rebound. Still fighting for the rebound. And Jorgen's fighting for it. Now it's picked up by Montevideo. Here's Epema. They're Thunderhawks are down by two. Epema kicks it in the corner to Norby. Foley down the corner, and Blackjack got a hand on it, but Eisenlohr keeps it. Here's Foley with a turnaround shot and scores. Foley with the basket. Her first points, and we're tied 4-4. Stratmon for three. Boom! How about that? For the 8th grader, Claire Stratmon. It's a 3-pointer and a quick timeout by Montevideo. With 12:06 to go in the first half, it's Dawson Boyd 7, Montevideo 4. We'll be right back.
Sports brought to you in part on Q92 by Ag Plus Cooperative of Canby, Ivanhoe, Hendricks, Mineota, Ghent, Marshall, and Slayton. See them for all your ag, fuel, and fertilizer needs. It's Ag Plus Cooperative. Also brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, your sporting goods leader located in Dawson. Call 769-2317. Their website is www.jimsclothing.com for all your embroidery and team needs. It's Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods. Also brought to you by Lee Motor Company, your Northland Ford dealer. dealer located East Highway 212 in Dawson. See them for new and used cars. Lee Motor Company, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. Call 320-769-2365.
Paul Ramo back here at Dawson Boyd High School. A timeout on the floor by Montevideo's head coach Kylie Hirung. Blackjacks lead 7-4. The big three-pointer by Claire Stratmon to force the timeout by Montevideo. 12:06 to go in the first half, 7-4, Dawson Boyd leading. B-Squad tonight, Dawson Boyd won in B-Squad action, 32-21. Nice game by the Blackjack B-Squatters. Oh, Montevideo inbound the ball, and then it's picked off by Dawson Boyd. Turnover there by Montevideo. Blackjacks with the ball. They go down to Jorgensen, and she got hit in the head, loses the ball. And Rachel, or Talon, oh, nice steal there by number two, Eisenlohr. And Eisenlohr lays it up and in for her first basket, and Talon Jorgensen's injured. She got poked in the eye or hit in the face. But coaches looked it over, and she's going to be okay, so she's going to stay in the game. She's tough, Talon Jorgensen. Tough girl, good softball player. Blackjacks with the ball, they lead by a point, 7-6. Stratmon in the paint, kicks it out. Here's a three-pointer by Swazinski, and Alyssa drops the three. And it's 10-6, Dawson Boyd. Now, oh, Essling steals the ball in midcourt, Alley going into the layup. And a foul on Montevideo. Thought they're going to call a charge on Alley. But the foul's going to be on Eisenlohr, I believe. No, number three. 30. Foley with the foul. Puts Alley to the free throw line. Her free throw's up and no good. Or it's good, excuse me. Alley Eslane with a point. Number 23. Second free throw is on its way, and that's nothing but net for Essling. And just like that, it's 11-6. Dawson Boyd leading. Montevideo down the side and is kicked out of bounds by Essling. Still will be Dawson Boyd basketball. 11:07 to go in the first half. Dawson Boyd leading by 6 right now over the Montevideo Thunderhawks, 12-6. Dawson Boyd has switched to a zone defense. They're in a 2-3 right now. Montevideo passing the ball across court to Epema. Epema drives to the basket, trying to lay it off the glass, no good. Ball's loose in the paint, picked up by Montevideo. Epema to Eisenlohr, drives on the baseline, now kicks it back out, and a shot put up and in by Lindemann. And that's her second bucket. She has 4 points. Brooke Lindemann for Montevideo. It's 12-8, Dawson Boyd. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Lindsay Lund's in the game for the first time, and she throws the ball out of bounds. Lund on the floor for the Blackjacks. She's a junior. And a very good golfer, I should say. Goes to state golf as a sophomore. Ooh, a big collision at midcourt between Eisenlohr and Jorgensen, Talon. Ooh, Essling. Essling, they called the foul on Essling. I think they got the wrong number there. The Montevideo inbound the ball. They get it in to number 20, Helgeson, who's into the game for the first time. Here's a three-point shot. Missed. Helgeson with the rebound. Nowhere to go. Good defense by Lund. Epema in the paint. Kicks it back out. Now back into Lindemann. She pops it out to Helgeson for three. Off the rim. No good. And the shortest girl on the floor gets the rebound. And Claire Stratmon of the Blackjacks. Stratmon with the board, with the basketball, over to Halstead. Now in the corner to Lund. Essling. Quick pass inside to Stratmon, and Claire scores! How did she get the shot over Lindemann? What a nice play by Stratmon. He's got 5 points, a three-pointer, and that basket there puts the Blackjacks up 14-8. There goes Eppelman to the basket, hard off the glass. No good, another rebound by Halstead. Stratmon, Claire, kicks it in the corner. Lund for three, that's no good. Good box out there by Helgeson. And the Montevideo Thunderhawks with the ball. Ooh, it's going to go up close to over and back there. No whistle. Eppema has it. Now into the paint to Lindemann. Back to Eppema. Lindemann double-teamed in the paint. Forces up the shot. And she scores. Brooke Lindemann. 6 points for Montevideo's Lindemann. And it's a four-point lead for Dawson Boyd. 14-10. 8:35 to go here before halftime. Eslane for three. No. Halstead with the rebound. Her shot won't go. And they're still fighting for the rebound. And the ball goes out of bounds. It's going to stay with the Blackjacks. Swazinski and Anderson back in for Dawson Boyd. Jorgensen and Lund are coming out. So the starting five. Oh, no, Stratmon's in there. Halstead gets the ball from the referee. They lead by four. They get it into Swazinski. Alyssa to Stratmon. Stratmon almost lost the ball. Now gets it to Halstead. Essling drives to the basket. Hard, big contact. Offensive charge called on Allie Essling of the Blackjacks. Whew. I think Allie should play football tomorrow or next year. Oh, she's a senior. She's graduating. She should play football. That was a hard hit there by Allie Essling. That was a charge. Montevideo, not sure who took the charge there. Oh, nice pass down to Helgeson. Her shots missed. No good. Essling with the rebound. Oh, that was Swazinski with the rebound. Now the Halstead. Oh, close to being over back there. Hey, it's 14-10. Under 8 minutes to go. In the paint, Jorgens. Jorgens kicks it back out to Swazinski. Now to Stratmon on the left wing. Halstead in the corner. Jorgens down to Haley. Haley shot blocked there by Lindemann, I think. Yeah, Lindemann with the block for Montevideo. They go down low, and oh, nice steal there by Swazinski, I think. It was Olivia Essling. Essling. 22. That was Jorgens, excuse me. Rachel Jorgens with the block. Dawson Boyd down low. Haley Anderson with the shot. No good. Rachel Jorgensen ties the ball up with a Montevideo player. Foley back in for Montevideo. Helgeson comes out. 14-10. Dawson Boyd leading Montevideo. Here's Stratmon. Looking old, running the offense here. Now Halstead, baseline jumper. Oh, it's blocked nicely there by Weber. Here's Montevideo quickly with the ball to Eppema. And they throw it all the way across court to Weber. Back to Eppema in the paint. Weber puts up a three. No good. Ricochets all the way in the corner, right back to Weber. Now to Eppema at the top of the key. Inside to Lindemann. There's that move, partially blocked by Rachel Jorgens and Anderson, but Montevideo keeps the ball. Eppema, top of the key three. That's no good, and it goes out of bounds right into the Blackjack bench. And it'll be Dawson Boyd basketball. They lead 14-10. 6 minutes, 33 seconds to play. Non-conference girls basketball game here in Dawson tonight. Stratmon, boy, she can handle the ball for a young player. Good-looking ball player there in Claire Stratmon. Jorgens, Rachel, all the way throws a bullet over to Stratmon, lobs it in to Halstead. Jorgens puts up a shot. That's off the rim, off the glass, no good, and it's last touch by Dawson. Boy, the ball goes out of bounds. Our next game will come Thursday. I'll be in Canby. The Lancers hosting the Lacaparral Valley girls Thursday night. And then Friday night, the Canby boys, they come to Lacaparral Valley. We'll have that game for you on Q92 as well. Montevideo with the ball, down low. Helgeson back in the game. Shot, a close-in shot, no good. Can't get it to fall. Boy, Montevideo missing some easy bunnies there. And then they go down low again. Helgeson, and then looks like Anderson Haley pushed Foley out of bounds. So Haley Anderson with her second personal foul. She's going to come out of the game, and Taylan Jorgensen for Dawson Boyd back in. Still a four-point lead for the Blackjacks. Montevideo inbounds it. Here's a long three-pointer by Weber. No good. And the ball goes out of bounds. Actually, that's Norby. Excuse me, number five. Norby with the three-pointer. She's a sophomore. I think I need new glasses. Still, I don't think anybody scored in the last 3 or 4 minutes. Dawson Boyd with the ball. Score remains 14-10. 5:32 to play. Hastead inbounds the ball right in front of the Montevideo bench. They inbound it to Swazinski. The ball's knocked out of her hands by Norby. Good defense by Jessa Norby. And here comes the Thunderhawks up the floor, and they throw the ball away. Or was it touched? Yes, it was last touched by a Blackjack. So Montevideo, Epimo, get the basketball underneath their own basket, lobbing it in, looking to get it in. Now does the Norby. Top of the key to number two, Eisenlohr, to Epima. She wanted to pull the trigger on a three and pulls it down. Hasted was in her face. Here's Foley in the paint. And Kira Foley with the basket. She's got 4 points. And it's just a two-point lead for Dawson Boyd, 14-12. See if we can get Stratmon involved in some scoring here. She's got 5 points. She's got the ball. Now the Hasted. Hasted to Claire. Claire's going to launch a three. And it's nothing but net. She must have heard me. She needs to shoot more. She is a good shooter. That was a big basket there by Stratmon. And it's 17-12, Dawson Boyd. That was Claire Stratmon's second three-pointer here in the first half. Montevideo with the basketball. They go into Helgeson. Now to Norby. Epima. Back to Norby. Here's a three-pointer put up in the corner by Eisenlohr. No good. And the ball goes out of bounds, and it's Blackjack ball with 4:11 on the clock. 17-12. Dawson Boyd leading Montevideo. Into the game is Lindemann. She's going to come in for Norby. We'll have Monica's Apparel and Accessories halftime report coming up. Blackjack's inbound to Stratmon, back to Hasted. Hasted at midcourt, loses the ball to Epima. We're going the other way. Epima in the paint, shot up, and it's Nurls off the rim. That was Eisenlohr with the shot, and Montevideo will keep the basketball. And we're going to have a timeout on the floor with 3:59 to play. It's the Jacks 17, the Hawks 12. We'll be right back.
This is Lisa Lissamore, Associate Director for the Minnesota State High School League and a 1978 graduate of St. Paul Central High School. You are listening to high school sports coverage on this partner station of the Minnesota State High School League. We are the league.
You'll find New Year's savings around the store at Madison Auto Parts, your Napa headquarters, East Highway 40, Madison. Save up to $18 per pair on Trico silicone ceramic beam wiper blades. All kinds of tools are on sale. Pick up a Craftsman 2-pack tongue and groove plier set for just $16.99. Stay safe with the Napa safety vest, just $15.49 each. Need some antifreeze? Pick up some Xerox Original Green Antifreeze Coolant, just $11.99 a gallon. Many other savings store-wide during the New Year's Savings Sale at your Napa headquarters, Madison Auto Parts, East Highway 40 in Madison. Stop in, see them soon.
Montevideo down 17-12 with under 4 minutes to go. Here's a three-pointer by Eisenlohr. Montevideo, no good. Foley with the rebound. She loses the ball, and Montevideo keeps it. Epima goes to the basket, lays it up and in, and she's fouled. Keegan Effema with her first basket here in the first half, and she was fouled by Rachel Jorgens. Jorgens comes out, Anderson will come in. 17-14, three-point lead for Dawson Boyd, and Epima's at the free throw line, and you can tell she practices her free throws. That looked pretty easy there. Three-point play by Tegan Epima, and it's 17-15. Stolen by Helgeson. Epima's three on one. Dawson Boyd, or Montevideo, lays it up and in. That was Eisenlohr with the basket. And folks, we're tied up 17-17. Stratmone down low to Rachel or Taylan Jorgensen. Taylan's shot won't go. Dawson Boyd keeps the rebound. Here's Swazinski. Taylan on the right wing. Top of the key to Hasted. Hasted for three. Hard off the glass. No good. Epham with the rebound. Keegan's off and running. Then it's stolen by Alyssa. Swazinski with the steal at midcourt. And then Swazinski throws the ball away right in the hands of Helgeson. Oh, nice pass down low to Foley, and she missed the shot. 17-17, the score. Dawson Boyd led 11-6 at one point, and now we're tied 17-17. Dawson Boyd with the ball. Swazinski for three, missed everything, way short. Foley with the rebound. Epima down low, and ball goes out of bounds. Number 22 into the game, Gillian Nelson, a sophomore. Her first action. Montevideo inbounds it, trying to break this tie. Shot put up, no good. Rebounded by Hasted. Yana's dominated on the board. Oh, Epima steals the ball again and puts the shot up. Hasted fouls her. Oh my goodness, that was the second time Epima anticipating the pass. And Hasted with her second personal foul. And Epima will go to the free throw line to try to break this 17-17 tie. She has the basketball. Free throw's up and good. And the Montevideo Thunderhawks have the lead. 18-17 with 2:21 to play in the first half, that is. Second free throw by Epima, and that's good. Told you she practices a free throw. Norby comes in for Montevideo, and now it's a two-point lead for the Montevideo Thunderhawks. Dawson Boyd, Lindsay Lund back into the game. She'll get the ball from the referee, and they have to go to the full court. They do. They get it in the Stratmone. A little pressure put on here. Now Swazinski to Lund over midcourt. Lindsay setting up the offense. Passes in to Alyssa in the paint, blocked by Montevideo. Jorgensen gets the rebound, puts it up and in. Taylan Jorgensen with her first basket of the night. And now Montevideo throws the ball away. Haley Anderson picks up the loose ball. Tied up 19-19. Swazinski into Anderson. Throws it to Lund. Lund for three, and high arcing three, and that's over the rim. No good. Ball goes out of bounds. Last touch by Montevideo with 1:41 to go in the first half. All tied up, 19-19. Dawson Boyd will get the ball in front of Montevideo's bench. Alyssa Swazinski passes the ball into Stratmone. Claire Stratmone with the ball. Claire with 8 points here in the first half. Swazinski on the baseline. Throws it in the paint to Haley. Haley's shot is missed. No good. And Taylan, nice play by Taylan. She was trying to save the ball from going out of bounds, and she threw it against the Montevideo girl's leg. And so Dawson Boyd keeps the basketball underneath their basket. Trying to break a 19-19 tie. They lob it in to Haley in the paint. Haley's shot is good. Haley Anderson with their first field goal, puts the Blackjacks up 21-19. Montevideo down the four and lays it up and in, and she's fouled. That's Eisenlohr, I believe. What a play by number two, Lily Eisenlohr Jr. That gives her 6 points, and she'll try to make it a three-point play. Tied up 21-21. Here's the free throw, and Eisenlohr puts them on the video. Thunderhawks ahead by 1 point right now. Hey, a flurry of action here in the last minute. 22-21 Montevideo. Stratmon, Swazinski in the corner. Alyssa drives to the basket, throws up a one-handed shot. It's short. Anderson with the rebound. Swazinski turns and shoots off the front of the rim. No good. Montevideo with the ball. Here they go on a fast break. 2-on-1, and they lose the ball out of bounds. Epema and Norby had a 2-on. Oh, going to call a foul, I guess. They call a foul? Yeah, they call a foul on number one, Tegan Epema. Wow, I didn't see that. Epema's going to come out of the game because I think that was her third personal foul. It is. So Epema's out of the game with 46 seconds to go here before halftime. And now the referees are going to visit each other. Head coach of the Montevideo Thunderhawks talking with one of the referees. No, they're going to go to the other end. Dawson's going to shoot some free throws. That was a team foul for Montevideo. So let's see who they're going to put to the line. Looks like Dawson Boyd's Taylen Jorgensen, the seniors, at the line, trying to tie it up with 46 seconds to play. Free throws up and good by Taylen. And we're tied 22-22. Taylen Jorgensen will get her second free throw, try to break the tie. Here it's on its way, and she missed it off the iron, no good, and goes into the corner. Foley will chase it down for Montevideo. 43 seconds to go here in the first half. Remember, we play with the shot clock. 22-22 the score. Montevideo goes in the paint. Foley for three in the lead. No. Fighting for the rebound. Helgeson and Anderson on the floor. They fall down. Jump ball. 30 seconds. 19 on the shot clock for Montevideo. Oh, wait a minute. No. Possession belongs with Dawson Boyd. So the Blackjacks with 30 seconds to go. Now the referee over running over the scores table, make sure they got it right. Are they going to give the ball to Montevideo? They are. They're going to give the ball to Montevideo, and the shot clock remains at 19 seconds. That's what I thought should have happened. But now Montevideo, the referee's corrected the... Montevideo inbounds the ball. Here's Eisenlohr in the paint. She's bumped hard, either by Anderson or Swazinski. And Haley Anderson with the foul. And that's going to put Eisenlohr, I believe, to the free throw line. All tied up, 22-22. Eisenlohr free throw on its way. Missed. And Eisenlohr gets the rebound. They didn't box her out. Montevideo keeps possession. Oh, now Swazinski steals the ball. 19 seconds to go. Tie ball game, 22-22. Dawson Boyd with the ball. 13 seconds. In the corner, Swazinski with 10 seconds. Three-pointer by Alyssa! Swazinski for three! 4 seconds. Ball's at midcourt. Ball's loose. And the shot by Dawson Boyd. No good. And Alyssa Swazinski puts the Blackjacks up by three. 25-22 at the half. I tell you what, folks, the last 3 minutes of this first half was entertaining as heck. That was fun. A lot of action there. 25-22, Dawson Boyd leading Montevideo at the half. We'll take a commercial break. Come back in a couple minutes with Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report.
You're listening to 92.1 FM KLQP, Madison Dawson, online at klqpfm.com.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by your number one florist in the area, Heather Nursery Floral and Gifts, located downtown Dawson, Madison, and the Smith Edition in Montevideo. They are your telefloral. Check them out for all your gift needs as well. Also brought to you by AGP, Ag Processing in Dawson, providing a soybean market for 310 local cooperatives and their 300,000 farmer owner. AGP Ag Processing in Dawson.
Shibble Mutual, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, understands the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our communities. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork. Trust in tomorrow. Contact your Schibble Mutual agent today. Contact Mitch Gertis at 320-289-2388.
Sports on Q92, brought to you by Dawson Truck Parts Incorporated, located East Highway 212 in Dawson. For all truck parts and repair, give them a call. Their toll-free number, 1-800-456-2193.
Another fine sports booster is Culligan Water. Better water, pure and simple. Culligan Water offers a number of services, water softeners, rentals, salt, and the great service you are used to from Culligan Water. Call Jason today at 605-886-4830. Culligan Water, better water, pure and simple.
For your next car, shop Erickson Chevrolet in Dawson. Erickson Chevrolet, located right on Highway 212, has a large inventory of new and used cars and trucks to choose from. Stop in and see Mike today. That's Erickson Chevrolet, located conveniently in Dawson along Highway 212 and a proud supporter of high school sports.
Another of our fine sports boosters, the Dawson Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Dustin Casey and the gang invite you to come on in for a full meal or one of those delicious, refreshing Dairy Queen treats. That's the Dairy Queen, right on Highway 212 Dawson. Happy to be one of our Q92 sports boosters.
Time for the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located in Dawson.
Welcome to Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. Paul Ramo here for Q92 Sports. We're at halftime here at Dawson Boyd High School, and what a dandy first half of basketball between the Montevideo Thunderhawks and the Dawson Boyd Blackjacks. The Blackjacks lead at the half, 25-22. We're all tied 22-22, and Alyssa Swazinski hits a three-pointer from the corner with just a few seconds left, and the sophomore put her team ahead now by three at the half. Blackjacks had an 11-6 lead and kind of went in a bit of a slump there. Montevideo fought back, tied it up 17-17. And the last 3 minutes of the half, wow, that was fun to watch. There was some really good basketball being played, good defense, good blocks, great shots, and pretty entertaining, actually. So that's where we're at, 25-22. Let's go through the scoring in the first half for Montevideo. We've got Foley with 4 points, Lindemann with six, Eisenlohr with seven. She leads the Montevideo Thunderhawks in scoring. And Tegan Epema with five. For Dawson Boyd tonight, Ayanna Hasted with 2 points. Haley Anderson with four. Allie Essling with two. Rachel Alyssa Swazinski with six. Taylen Jorgensen with three. And your leading scorer is eighth grader Claire Stratmone with eight for Stratmone. So once again, your score, 25-22. Let's go through some other scores tonight in the Camden Conference. It's a non-conference game, but what a game it is down in Mineota. State-ranked Hancock, 7-1 on the season, taking on the Mineota Vikings. The Vikings are 9-1, and they're playing in Mineota tonight. And Hancock leading just before the half here by 4 points, 36-32. Ooh. So Hancock 36, Mineota 32, with about a minute left before halftime. Earlier down in Mineota, they played a varsity boys game, and McCray beat Mineota 74-36. They held the Vikings to 36 points. And that was kind of a surprise there in that game there earlier tonight in Mineota. Mineota, I think, came into the game like 8-1, and McCray was 7-3. So a big win there for the McCray Wolverines. Other scores back to girls basketball. Bold leading McCray at half, 27-24. Our next broadcast will come Thursday night. I'll be in Canby, as the Lancers are going to host Lacaparo Valley in girls basketball, Camden Conference matchup there. And then Friday night this week, I'll be out at the Eagles Nest, Lacapra Valley Boys. The boys will host the Canby Lancers. That should be a good basketball game Friday night at the Eagles Nest. All right, B-Squad tonight. B-Squad action. Dawson Boyd won. They beat Montevideo 32-21. That wraps up Monica's Apparel and Accessories Halftime Report. And once again, your score, Dawson Boyd 25, Montevideo 22 at the half. We'll turn it back to you at the studios.
I'm with Monica from Monica's Apparel and Accessories. Monica, what's happening?
What's happening? Can you see all the freight that's come in? There's boxes all over and plastic all over because I've gotten over 200 pieces of jewelry in, and I'm so pumped. And I've got all this clothing to match up with the jewelry, and I have a black and white room that's ready, and my main room is full of color, and I'm ready for people to come in and shop and have a dark chocolate sea salt caramel. I have gift certificates available, and I wrap.
Where are you located and when you open, Monica?
931 Chestnut Street in awesome Dawson, Minnesota, kitty corner from the school. And I'm open Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment, and like me on Facebook.
You've been listening to the Halftime Report on Q92, brought to you by Monica's Apparel and Accessories in Dawson.
Sports also brought to you by Dawson Auto Glass, owned and operated by Sean Duth of Dawson. Call 320-226-1900 for complete auto, semi-truck glass repair and replacement. Rock Chip Repairs work with all insurance companies. Same-day service. They come right to your house. Dawson Auto Glass, located in Dawson. Call 320-226-1900.
And sports brought to you on Q92 by Ridgeview Seeds, home of Beck's, the largest family-owned retail seed company in the United States. For information or to place an order, call Aaron Tasto at 320-888-1111 or Luke Oy at 320-894-0706 for Beck's and Ridgeview Seeds.
T&D Bartonwood Rustics' Tom and Delight Ludvigson says whether you're in need of a last-minute gift, decor for your home, new furniture, or custom woodwork, they can do it for you. It's appointments only at T&D Bartonwood Rustics, so give Tom and Delight a call at 605-695-1246. That's 605-695-1246 today. That's T&D Bartonwood Rustics, Tom and Delight Ludvigson, owners.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Madison Bottling Company, distributor of those great RC products, including Diet RC, Sundrop, Cherry Lemon Sundrop, Madison Bottling Company, Madison, Minnesota. Also brought to you by United Prairie Bank of Madison and helping you find your horizon. Let United Prairie Bank help you find your horizon today. They're an equal housing lender and a member FDIC.
Puris in Dawson is a Minnesota-based family business that brings food producers, makers, and users all together to feed a growing plant-based revolution. Puris offers a family-friendly schedule, competitive wages, great benefits, and a safe work environment. Does that sound exciting to you? Starting wage is $20 per hour. Join the Puris team to make a real difference. Check out opportunities at Puris and apply online at purisfoods.com. Puris, safe people, safe food.
All right, welcome back to Dawson Boyd High School, everyone. We're going to get our second half underway. The Dawson Boyd Blackjacks leading Montevideo 25-22. Leading scorers for the Blackjacks was Claire Stratmon with 8 points in that first half. And for Montevideo, Lily Eisenmore with 7. And here we go. The Blackjacks have possession to start the second half. They're going to left to right here. Blackjacks, Essling, now to Hasted. Hasted had a number of great rebounds in that first half for Dawson Boyd. Essling bounces it in, taken away nicely by Eisenlohr. Here's Montevideo going in on the fast break. Epema is fouled by Essling. Tegan Epema will go to the line. Tegan's sister, Tenley, outstanding basketball player. She's playing college ball at Jamestown University up in North Dakota. And Epema's free throw is good, giving her 6 points. And, of course, a former Montevideo Thunderhawk, Avery Kunin, really getting a lot of playing time for the North Dakota State University Bison. Division One basketball there for Kunin. Strathbone with the ball blocked from behind there by Lindemann. 25-24, should have mentioned. Epa made both free throws. And a shot put up by Montevideo. They score. And that was by number one, Tegan Epema. So Epema with 9 points. Dawson Boyd down low. Anderson with the shot. No good. Montevideo has a one-point lead, 26-25. Thanks to Tegan Epema, who has exploded for 4 quick points here out of the gate at halftime. After halftime, Henderson's going to come out. Rachel Jorgens in for Dawson Boyd. So now, just underway here in the second half. Quick 4 points for Montevideo. And now they have possession. They go inside to Foley. Here's a 3-pointer by Weber. No good. Nice rebound by Swazinski. Alyssa pulls it down. She's running down the court with the ball and then throws the ball away. Lindemann steals the ball. She's at midcourt, throws it in the corner to Epema. Here's Eisenlohr. And Weber for 3 again. That's hard off the glass. Epema gets the ball. She wanted to put the 3 up. Weber. She wears my favorite number, number 0. We got a whistle. Ooh, we got a 3-second violation called on Montevideo. Turnover Thunderhawks. You know, I've seen a lot of that this year, a 3-second violation called. Referees are really calling that close. Well, now the Blackjacks down by a point. Full court pressure put on by Montevideo, and it works, and Dawson Boyd throws the ball out of bounds. So the Blackjacks not getting off to a good start here in the second half. 1-point lead for Montevideo, and they have the possession. Here's a Tegan Epema from a WNBA range off the back iron. No good. Rebound by Hasted. Gets the ball up to Stratmon, who's back in the game. Stratmon. Here's Talen. Shot from the free throw line. Talen Jorgensen. 5 points for Talen. Puts the Blackjacks back in the lead. 27-26. Epema lobs it inside. Knocked away by Hasted. Now the Blackjacks getting a little bit of their mojo back. 1 point lead, 27-26. I knew this was going to be a competitive game. Montevideo 1-7 on the season. Here's Epema for 3. Nothing but net for Tegan Epema. What a second half she has started out with. 29-27, 2-point lead for Montevideo. Stratmon trying to get it across midcourt. Epema, Eisenlohr almost stole the ball. Now Stratmon. Cross court to Swazinski. Here's Jorgens. Hasted in the corner for a 3. She shot it over the rim. Rebounded by Foley. Foley down the floor she goes. 2-point lead for Montevideo. Epema in the paint. Kicks it out. Here's a 3-pointer. Off the rim. No good. And Eisenlohr. This is Eisenlohr with a shot. Up and in. Number 2, Lily Eisenlohr. And a timeout by Rachel Hawkinson of the Blackjacks. And Montevideo, 31. Dawson Boyd, 27. We'll take a break and be back with more basketball after this.
Sports also brought to you in part on Q92 by Lane Dan Zeeson at Lane's Electric Nassau. Lane is a master electrician. He can do farm, commercial, and residential work in both Minnesota and South Dakota. Call Lane's Electric at 320-226-4988.
This is John Nevins, manager of Dawson Co-op Credit Union for the past 39 years. We are proud of our history and have now grown beyond our Dawson borders. To reflect this ever-growing membership, we have changed our name to Greater Community Credit Union. Still member-owned, still same dedicated people, still same great service. Greater Community Credit Union, because community matters. Member NCUA.
All right, folks, it's a 9-2 run to start the second half for the Montevideo Thunderhawks. They lead Dawson Boyd 31-27 right now. Timeout's over by Dawson Boyd's head coach, Rachel Hawkinson. Blackjacks will get the ball. They'll have to go the full length of the court here. Full court pressure put on by Montevideo. They get it into S lane. Essling does most of the ball handling for Dawson Boyd, being guarded tightly there by Taya Weber. They get it across the midcourt line just in time. Now Dawson Boyd setting up their offense. Looks like a zone defense here for Montevideo. Swazinski, Essling, Stratmon, passing the ball around the perimeter. 9-2 run to start the second half for Montevideo, led by Tegan Epema. Here's Haley Anderson in the paint. She lost the ball. Couldn't catch the ball from Anstead. And a turnover there by the Blackjacks. Epema, quick pass in the paint. This is Lindemann, and she traveled. Brooke Lindemann, junior post player. She likes that move, that kind of a side move there. There's a name for it. I can't think of it right now. But she uses that a lot tonight. Here's Stratmon Claire. Claire has 8 points for Dawson Boyd. Has yet to score here in the second half. She's on the left wing now to Essling. 2-3 zone for Montevideo. Montevideo leading 31-27. Blackjacks have only scored 2 points here in the second half. Stratmon goes in the paint, puts a shot up. She's fouled by Lindemann. And Claire Stratmon will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Claire hit 2 3-pointers in the first half and a field goal for 8 points. Stratmon at the free throw line. She's a left-hander, and free throw's no good. Helgeson comes back in. Haley. Helgeson. Stratmon's second free throw. Up and no good. Rebounded by Montevideo's Foley, I believe. Here's Epema. Oh, that was number 5, Norby, with the rebound. Epema drives baseline, kicks it out. Here's Norby right in front of her coach, and Stratmon got a hand on it and knocks it out. Oh, his last touch by Eisenlohr. Dawson Boyd basketball. Good hustle there by Claire Stratmon. I enjoy watching Claire play basketball. She's a hustler. Likes to hustle, and she's good. She's smooth. Oh, nice turnaround shot by Haley Anderson. Haley Anderson with a turnaround shot in the paint. And it's 31-29 Montevideo. Blackjack set up in their zone defense. Epema puts up a three, and off the glass, no good. Fighting for the rebound. And Hasted, guess who, Hasted. Hasted with another rebound. Essling, gonna go take it right to the rim, lays it up, Anderson with the rebound and put back. Haley Anderson scores, and we're tied 31-31. Epema, down low to Helgeson. Helgeson kicks it out. Here's a three-pointer by Norby, it's missed. Rebounded by Essling. Hey, the Blackjacks could take the lead after a slow start here to start the second half. We're all tied up 31-31. I have a feeling this might go to the last possession. Remember, we got the shot clock this year. Essling, top of the key. They're throwing it to Swazinski. Hasted for three from the corner. Missed it. Fighting for the rebound. Picked up by Montevideo's Norby. And then Hasted steals it out of her hands. Down to Anderson. Shoots. Scores! Oh, what a play between Hasted and Anderson. And a timeout by Montevideo. Anderson with her 10th point. We give the credit there to Hasted as well. Timeout on the floor. 11:53 to go in the ball game. 33-31. Dawson Boyd, we got a game. We'll be right back.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Dr. Paul Carlson and Dr. Linda Gang of Appleton Dental Care. They emphasize total preventive care for their patients. Total care begins with regular checkup visits. Dr. Paul and Dr. Linda provide complete professional dental services at competitive rates. New patients are welcome. Call Appleton Dental Care today at 320-289-2241. They are located behind Appleton Area Health Services.
Acera, powered by Farmers Mutual Telephone Company and Federated Telephone Co-op, are proud to sponsor Minnesota high schools on Q92. We know that it takes hard work and team effort to win any game. Good luck to all of the area teams.
Paul Ramo back here at Dawson Boyd High School. Hey, what a fun game we got going on here tonight. Blackjacks lead 33-31. Timeout's over by Montevideo. Montevideo with the ball. Halstead got the hand on it and knocked it away. Boyan is playing great. Great defense by Halstead. Blackjacks with the ball and a two-point lead. Blackjacks were outscored to start the second half, 9-2, but they've come back nicely. And now, as I mentioned, that Halstead trying to hit Anderson down low. Those two have worked well in the last 2 minutes. That one went over her head out of bounds. The Montevideo with the ball. Epema cross court to Weber. Blackjack fans wanted to travel on Weber, didn't get it. Here's Foley at the top of the key, left wing to Weber. Epema now picked off by Essling. Alley going in on Foley. Layup, Essling scores. Essling with 4 points. Now it's Dawson Boyd on a run here. The Montevideo goes down low. Lindeman puts a shot up. No good. Rebounded by Anderson. 35-31, Dawson Boyd. Blackjacks with the ball. A lot of time left. A lot of game left. 10:35 to go. Here's a three-pointer. It's gone by Essling. And the Blackjacks are hot right now. Oh, my goodness. 7 points for Essling. Now Montevideo throws the ball away at midcourt. Essling with the basketball for the Blackjacks. Top of the key. Here's Stratmone. Back to Halstead. Into Anderson. Back out to Swazinski. Alyssa for three. That's no good from the corner. Picked up there by Epema. Keegan's off and running. Goes in for the layup and missed it. Oh, what a block by Halstead. Listen to the crowd. Montevideo keeps the ball, however. 38-31. It's a 7-point lead for Dawson Boyd. Foley on the right wing in the Helgerson. Back to Foley in the corner. 3-point shot by Foley. Glanced off the rim. Rebounded by Essling. Essling up the court quickly across midcourt. Crossover dribble. Goes to the basket. She's blocked and pushed out of bounds. No foul there. Boy, Essling, when she decides to go to the basket, look out, get out of the way. What a run here by Dawson. Boy, let me put my math skills together. 38-31. A 7-point lead. This is the biggest lead for Dawson Boyd. Essling for three again. Oh, that was in and out of the cylinder. Halstead with the rebound. Her shot won't go. Foley with a nice board there for Montevideo. Oh, look at this. Going in for an easy layup is Eisenlohr. Eisenlohr with 11 points. Boy, nobody contested her there. They just let her go in for the layup. Here's Stratmone, 38-33, Dawson Boyd. Halstead in the corner, bounces it into Anderson. Anderson goes to the basket, she's fouled. Haley Anderson will go to the line for the Blackjacks. Let's see, 13-3. Now here's the free throw by Anderson, no good. 13-11. Dawson Boyd has outscored Dawson. Dawson Boyd has outscored Montevideo 13-11. Anderson with the free throw gives her 11 points and it stretched the lead to 39-33. Lindeman down low. Caught a nice pass, but she couldn't finish it. Rebounded by Dawson Boyd. 39-33 Blackjacks. Halstead. Swazinski blocked. Anderson. Here's Essling for three. Oh, way short. goes out of bounds. We got 8 minutes, 20 seconds to play. Ball's knocked out of bounds. 39-33. Dawson Boyd leading. Montevideo with the ball. Abema will bring it across midcourt. She's met up by Stratmon. Thunderhawks going to paint. Back out. Here's a three-pointer by Eisenlohr. It's good. Eisenlohr's catching a hot hand. She's got 14. Now the Blackjacks throw the ball away. Helgeson picks it off. Goes in for the layup. Missed the layup. Goes out of bounds. It'll be Dawson Boyd ball. 3-point lead for Dawson Boyd. 39-36. Hasted. Full court pressure here by Montevideo. Hasted with the ball. 7:50 to play. We have a lot of basketball to be played. Blackjacks with the possession. Knocked away by Apema. Now stolen by Hasted. Goes in for the layup. Anna Hasted. Anna might not have a lot of scoring, but she is all over the floor tonight defensively. And assists and rebounds by Hasted. Oh, wide open is Helgeson underneath. Easy basket. Helgeson for two. Number 20. And it's 41-38. Dawson Boyd. Stratmon, oh, she should have took the shot. She dribbled ahead, and then a whistle and a foul by Montevideo. Helgeson with the foul. A couple substitutes coming in, number 5 and number 0. That's Taya Weber and Norby back in for Montevideo. Foley and Helgeson will come out for the Thunderhawks. 41-38 is the score. Dawson Boyd leading. Sosinski comes out. Looks like Rachel Jorgens back in. She gets the inbound pass, puts a quick shot up. No good. Rebounded underneath by Talen. That's no good. And now the Montevideo falls down. Dawson Boyd picks it up. Talen Hessling for three. That's short. Rebounded underneath. And Apema comes away with it. Keegan going coast to coast. Lays it up. Oh, rattled in and out. No good. We're going the other way quickly. Allison Essling to Stratmon. Essling, 41-38. Dawson Boyd leading Montevideo. Hasted puts up the shot. Ooh, no foul there. Ball goes out of bounds. Remains with the Blackjacks. What a crazy second half. It's a game of runs here in the second half. Dawson Boyd, or Montevideo, went out to a 9-2 run before a timeout. Here's Hasted underneath. She's fouled. She is fouled by Lindemann. And Ayan will go to the free throw line. That was the fourth foul on the post player for Montevideo, Brooke Lindemann. Hasted at the line. On its way. It bounces back and forth, and it goes in. Haley Anderson back in. Anderson with 11. She leads the Blackjacks in scoring. A lot of those points came from assists from Hasted. On his second free throw, on its way, and that's good. 6 points for Hasted, 8 points for Stratmon, 11 points for Anderson. Oh, and that Foley underneath, the shot up, no good. Now that was Norby, and now the ball stolen by Apema. Her layup is missed. Stratmon picks it up. Here goes Claire. Pushes the ball up the floor. Oh, she throws it out of bounds. She was trying to pass it to Taylor Jorgensen, and it was a little too far. We're under 6 minutes to play. 5:59 to play in the ball game. 43-38. Blackjacks come in. 3-6 on the season. Montevideo, just one win. That was their season opener against Pipestone. They're 1-7. Love our Neon Needles post-game show coming up. in a few minutes. Montevideo with the basketball. Epema over to number 0, Weber. Bounces it inside to Lindemann. Or Helgeson back into the game now. She's got the ball in the paint, kicks it out. Driving to the basket. Here's Weber for 3. Nothing but net for Weber. And that's her first points of the game. It's a 3-pointer by Montevideo's Taya Weber. And it's a 2-point lead for Dawson Boyd. 43-41. Essling in the paint. Hard off the glass. No good. Montevideo with the ball. It's 2-on-1. Lays it up. No good. That was Norby, missed the layup. And now we got a whistle and a foul. 43-41, folks. Dawson Boyd with a 2-point lead. It's a battle out there right now. It's intense. Blackjacks inbound at full court pressure. Put on Esteline. She's got 4 players around her. And now the Blackjacks get it down and recovery nicely was Eisenlohr to knock the ball out of bounds. Nice play by Lily Eisenlohr. Good defensive play there by Eisenlohr. Wow. Hassett will get the ball underneath the Blackjack basket. They have a 2-point lead. Inbounds it to Talen. Talen tries to force the ball into Anderson. Helgeson's there to pick it off. Montevideo with the basketball. They're down by 2 points. 4:53 to play in the ball game. They go in the paint to Eisenlohr out in the corner. Here's Helgeson. Weber. Top of the key to Epema. Shot clock's at 12 seconds. Epema. Here's Eisenlohr on the right wing. 5 seconds to get the shot off. They go down to Helgeson. She puts the shot up. Missed it. Rebounded by Taylor Jorgensen. Oh, we got elbows being thrown there. Oh, my goodness. Jorgensen and Norby. And Taylor's going to be called for a foul. She grabbed the rebound and was wailing with the elbows there. Aggressive rebound by Taylor. And she comes out of the game. Gets a high fist bump there from Coach Jorgensen. Montevideo gets the ball underneath their own basket. They get in. Here's a quick 3-point shot. Nothing but net. There, I believe it was Eisenlohr. It was. Number 2, Eisenlohr for 3. She has 17 points. Puts the Montevideo Thunderhawks in the lead now. 44-43. With 4:11 to play. And Dawson Boyd just lost the ball. Montevideo with the possession. Montevideo with a 1-point lead now. And the basketball. Here's Weber. Eisenlohr in the paint. Goes to the basket. Partially blocked by Haley Anderson. Dawson Boyd gets the basketball back. Swazinski to Strathmone. Blackjacks get the back basket. They'll take the lead. Hasted. Essling, Strathmone, 2-3 zone by Montevideo. 44-43, Montevideo. Essling for 3 in the lead. Way short, goes out of bounds. Montevideo basketball. I think Allie would want that one back. Well, crunch time here, folks. Who's going to pick up the win tonight? 44-43, Montevideo, they got the ball. Epema across midcourt, goes in the paint from the free throw line. Shot, no good, off the iron. Another rebound by Halfstead. Here's the Blackjacks with the ball. A basket will give them the lead with 3:15 to play. Almost stolen. It is stolen. And now here's Montevideo. Eisenlohr going in for a layup. Scores. Eisenlohr with another basket. Gives her 19 points on the night. And it's a 3-point lead for Montevideo. And now Dawson Boyd quickly calls a timeout. Timeout on the floor. It's a full timeout by the Blackjacks head coach, Rachel Hawkinson. Montevideo, 46. Dawson Boyd, 43. 2:55 to go. We'll be right back.
Sports on Q92 brought to you in part by Monica's Apparel and Accessories, located 931 Chestnut Street in Dawson. Monica's Apparel and Accessories open Wednesdays through Fridays from 10 a.m. till 6 p.m. and Saturdays from 10 a.m. till 5. And by appointment, call 320-769-4727.
Another fine sports booster on Q92 is Universal Forest Products Minnesota. Come work for the team that knows how to be successful. They offer competitive pay and bonus structure, great benefits, 401k plan, paid holidays, and accrued vacation. Contact Human Resources at 507-872-6178 to learn more. Universal Forest Products, Minnesota.
Well, welcome back to Dawson Boyd High School, everybody. I had to catch my breath. I'm sure glad Rachel called a timeout. I needed a break. Hey, 46-43 Montevideo. A three-point lead for the Thunderhawks with 2:55 to play in the ball game. Let's see, I think, Dawson Boyd will have the basketball. Eisenlohr has really turned it up here for Montevideo. He's got 19 points. All right, Blackjacks with the basketball. Right in front of their bench, Hastead inbounds at the Stratmone. Down by three. Montevideo remains in the 2-3 zone. Essling goes to the basket, lays it up, missed the shot. Anderson grabs the rebound, and now she's fouled. Haley Anderson was going for the rebound, and Eisenlohr, I think, fouled her. And that's the first foul by Eisenlohr. So Haley will go to the free throw line with some big free throws here for Dawson Boyd. 2:42 to play. Oh, no, they're not going to go to the free throw line. Yeah, sorry, they weren't. That's a third team foul. Haley was not in the act of shooting. So Hastett will inbound the ball. Blackjacks down by three. They get it in. Montevideo remains in that 2-3 zone. Hastett in the corner. Suzinski, Stratmone. Remember Stratmone? Esley and Suzinski can hit the threes. Oh, and then Elissa lost the ball. And now Montevideo. Hastett gets the ball, goes to the basket. She's fouled. Oh, Montevideo had the basketball. And I think it was Eisenlohr and Foley were trying to pick it up together, teammates, and the ball kind of ricocheted away from them. And there was Hastett. So Anna will go to the free throw line for Dawson Boyd. Free throws up, missed it. Score remains a three-point lead for Montevideo in this non-conference girls basketball game tonight. Appreciate you tuning in. It's a dandy. Hastett's second free throw is no good. Oh, look at the rebound by Slezinski. Anderson gets the ball on the shot. She's missed. And Haley Anderson goes to the free throw line. Oh, aggressive rebound there by Alyssa Slezinski. That was Lindemann picking up her fifth foul. So Lindemann is fouled out of the game. And that's a big blow there for Montevideo with 2:21 to play. Anderson at the line. Free throws up and no good. Boy, free throw shooting not being kind to Dawson Boyd here. They're down by three. They've missed, the last three out of four. And there's a free throw made by Anderson. So it's 46-44. Montevideo with the basketball in their two-point lead. Foley from the outside, right in front of her head coach, Kylie Hirung. 2:05 to play. Helgeson. Epema. 2 minutes to go, exactly. They go in the paint to Foley. Foley, kind of a hook shot. She scores. Her sixth point of the game. And it's a four-point lead. 48-44. 1:46 to go. Blackjacks need to score in every possession. Here's Slezinski for three. Hastett with a big rebound. Then she lost the ball. 1:35 to go. Montevideo has the possession, and they have a four-point lead. Epema over to Eisenlohr. Helgeson. Epema, top of the key. Here's a three-point by Eisenlohr. She drills another one. A big shot by Eisenlohr. 22 points for Lily Eisenlohr. And that was a big-time play there. And puts the Montevideo Thunderhawks up 51-44. Stratmone with the ball. Blackjacks up to score quick. Stratmone shoots. Missed the shot. And I think she was fouled in the Claire Stratmon. We'll go to the line with exactly 1 minute on the clock. It's 51-44. Montevideo. 1 minute to play. And Stratmon at the line. Oh, it rattled in and out. Free throws. Second free throw here by Stratmon. Up, and that one's missed. Rebounded by Foley. Blackjacks will have to foul here. Epema. Over to Weber. Back to Epema. 45 seconds to play. 20 seconds on the shot clock, and now a foul. Alyssa Sosinski fouls Weber, stopping the clock. 51-44 to score. Montevideo will get the ball in front of their bench. Foley will inbound it. Foley inbounds the ball to midcourt to Eisenlohr. To Epema. Well, Montevideo's not going to be any hurry to shoot here. I think Dawson's got to foul him. Epema in the paint, down low to Foley, shot up and in. 8 points for Foley, and that'll probably do it. With 18 seconds to play, it's 53-44. Dawson Boyd will get the ball on their side of the court. They have to put up a quick shot here. Hasted, Hessling. Here's Stratmon. Got to shoot the ball, Claire. She does. A three-point shot off the glass. No good. Epema with the rebound. 8 seconds to go. Epema is going to dribble it out. And now a stoppage, a whistle, a foul with 4 seconds to go. And we'll have our Neon Neal's post-game show coming up. Foley will inbound the ball. And Epema will just hold on to it at midcourt. And that'll be your final score. 53-44. Montevideo defeats Dawson Boyd. They pick up their second win of the season. We'll take a couple-minute break. Come back with the Neon Needles post-game show right after this.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by Boris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris Agent Appleton. You've given your best to grow it. Expect no less to protect it. Get in touch with Mark Boris Crop Insurance. Call toll-free 1-877-752-4545. Mark is licensed to serve growers in Minnesota and South Dakota. Sports brought to you by Jubilee Foods in Madison. Jubilee Foods open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturdays, Sundays, and holidays, 8 a.m. to 6 p.m.
Sports is also sponsored by the Ortonville Area Health Services that provides general nursing care and pool nurse duties with dedicated care in a progressive health care system. To learn more, call 320-839-4125. That's the Ortonville Area Health Services.
Sports on Q92, brought to you in part by your Cockleman Construction of Camby. They'll do the job right for you, offering gravel, fill, black dirt, crushed concrete, rock, excavator, dozer, loader blade, and skid loader work, building site preparation, and more. Call 507-223-7767, Cockleman Construction of Camby.
All of your family's eye care needs are found under one roof. Heartland Eye Care Centers. We welcome patients of any age, from pediatrics to geriatrics. From our comprehensive eye exams and vision correction to our management of age-related eye diseases, Heartland Eye Care Center wants to help you see our world as clearly as possible. Our warm and friendly doctors believe that personalized care is as important as the latest advances in eye care. We're Heartland Eye Care Centers in Marshall, Camby, and Dawson.
Time now for the Neon Needles post-game show. Support your team with school apparel from Neon Needles.
All right, welcome to the Neon Needles post-game show, everyone. Paul Ramel here for Q92 Sports. Your final score, Montevideo 53, Dawson Boyd 44. Blackjacks missed their seven free throws out of eight attempts there in the last few minutes of the game. And that was the difference. They missed seven out of eight. in free throws for the Blackjacks. Going through the scoring for Montevideo tonight, Taya Weber with 3 points. Tegan Epema had a nice second half. She had 12 points. Lindemann with 6. Foley with 8. Helgeson with 2. And your leading scorer was Lily Eisenlohr, a junior. She had 22 points for the Montevideo Thunderhawks. For Dawson Boyd tonight, boy, Hasted played an outstanding game. Just got 6 points from Ayanna, but boy, she was doing everything defensively, rebounding, assists. She had some great assists to Haley Anderson. Claire Stratmone had all of her 8 points came in the first half. Kaylin Jorgensen with 5 points. Alyssa Swazinski with 6. Allie Essling with 7. And her leading scorer was Haley Anderson. Anderson had 12 points for the Blackjacks. So your final score, Montevideo 53, Dawson Boyd 44. Our Neonito Subway player of the game. Going to give it, of course, to Lily Eisenlohr, number 2 for the Thunderhawks. She had 22 points in the game. And she only had, out of the 2 for 6, she had 7 in the first half, so she had a great second half. She had 3 three-pointers in that second half. So she is our Neonito Subway player of the game. Our Egg Plus cooperative play of the game. I'm going to go with Eisenlohr with about 2 minutes to go in the game. It was only 46-43 with 2:50 to play when Eisenlohr hit a monster three-pointer. And that was kind of a dagger for the Thunderhawks there. That was our Ag Plus cooperative play of the game. Our next broadcast is going to come Thursday night. I'll be in Canby as the Lancers girls basketball team will host the Lacaparo Valley Eagles. 7:30 tip-off on Thursday. And then Friday, we have boys basketball action for you from Lacaparo Valley High School. It's Lacaparo Valley hosting the Canby Lancers. That should be a great game as well. So that'll do it here. I don't think Coach Rachel Hawkinson's coming up here. So we'll just wrap it up. Thanks to Mike Meyer back at the studio for working the board. And thanks to our fine sponsors here on Q92. Once again, your final score from Dawson Boyd High School tonight. Montevideo 53, Dawson Boyd 44. Good night, everybody.
Neon Needles is so proud of our area schools, sports teams, and groups. It is because of your hard work that we get the opportunity season after season to cheer on such great teams and coaches. We also take pride in the ability to be able to supply you, our customers, with products like t-shirts, hats, sweatshirts, and polos so you can show your school spirit. It isn't all about sports at Neon Needles. We do a wide variety of promotional apparel for companies, churches, groups, and gatherings. Please call us at 320-269-3373 or like us on Facebook. We look forward to working with you. Neon Needles on Main Street, Dawson. We're making you look good, makes us look good.
Thanks for listening to the Neon Needles postgame show. Neon Needles, making you look good, makes them look good. Sports coverage on Q92 is brought to you by our many fine area sports boosters, including Madsen Family Chiropractic, Universal Forest Products of Minnesota, Dawson Grain Co-op, Dawson Co-op Credit Union, Kluver Law Office, Southwest Insurance Services, Myers Electric and Infrared, Jim's Market in Canby, Appleton Dental Clinic, Steve and Seth Haas, Golden Harvest Seeds, Cargill, Ag Processing Incorporated, Pioneer Hybrid International, United Prairie Bank in Madison, Schibble Mutual Fire Insurance, Peterson Team Realty, A&B Auto, Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, Dawson Truck Parts, Northern Plains Tiling, Lee Motor Company, Madison Healthcare Services, Comerford Construction and Gravel, Tofty Auto and Sales, Erickson Chevrolet, Lincoln Pipestone Rural Water, Bellingham Farmers Elevator, Ortonville Area Health Services, Prairie Brand Seeds, Tron Tossil Seeds, Holloway, Shadowland Trucking, Appleton, Brad Mitchell, Rural Solutions, Cockleman Construction, Farmers Mutual Telephone Company, Farmers and Merchant State Bank in Appleton, Dawson Auto Glass, Rise Nursery and Tree Service Porter, the EDA, the Madison Economic Development Authority, Black Pearl Co-op Oil Company,
Ag Plus Cooperative, Madison and Dawson Dairy Queen, Dawson Grain Co-op, Midwest Power Sports, CCM Health, Montevideo, Ludvigs and Tiling, Madison Chiropractic Center, Beck Seeds, Bob Pearson, Morris Crop Insurance, Mark Boris, Federated Telephone Company, Pyrrhus in Dawson, Minneota Building Center, Dave's Plumbing and Heating, Clevin Electric, Black Barrel Mutual Insurance, Sather Building Supplies, Napa, Madison Auto Park, Heinrich Ludvigson Accounting, Canby Co-op Credit Union. Sports brought to you by Ridgeview Seeds, Madison Bottling Company, Helgen Insurance Agency, Mid-Minnesota Lumber, Appleton, Culligan, Appleton Area Health, Swenson, Nelson & Stoltz Attorneys, Evenson Electronics in Appleton, Black Barrel Corn and Soybean Growers, First Security Bank of Canby, Jubilee Foods, Old National Bank, Dr. Tom Hansen, Doctor of Dentistry in Dawson, Heartland Eye Care, Lanes Electric, Nassau, Larson Brothers Concrete, the Madison Dental Clinic, State Bank of Taunton, Midwest Truck Parts, State Representative Chris Wodzinski, and United Prairie Agency in Madison. Thanks for joining us for sports coverage here on 92.1 FM. Great music for Gary, Clear Lake, and Millbank, South Dakota on Q92 KLQP FM.
Redneck girl likes to cruise in daddy's pickup truck. Any redneck girl plays her hard when she's down on her luck. Living for Friday afternoon. She's gonna show up.